Let's begin with writing ties. Let's start with you, Oxley.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother. Did I save Kira's life last time? No, that's not what I did.
You saved Mint Broccoli's life.
You almost did the opposite to Kira, actually. You almost got... She saved your life. Like, I saved your life, but you almost got me killed.
Okay. I will update two ties, then. I will create a tie. Mint Broccoli owes me a life debt.
Okay. Mint Broccoli owes you a life debt.
I want to say, do I owe Kira? I feel indebted to Kira.
Okay. And what about Natalie?
Where do we leave things off? When I was leaving her concert to defeat... to save Mint Broccoli and prevent her from getting false flagged.
And now he's a communist.
Now he's a communist.
Previously, it was, I can keep my association with Mitt Broccoli secret from Natalie. I don't think you have to keep it secret anymore.
He's woke now, so you can just do whatever you want.
We fixed him. He's woke now. I'm feeling a deep one here. We're hitting level 3. I think it should be... Am I serious about Natalie? It's been, what, 4 weeks now? I think he's actually having that conversation. Like, what is Natalie to me? What are we?
Oh, I'm glad that you're thinking about this a month into your relationship.
This is too long for Dignity. I think I was just jealous of Dignity, and that's why I thought she was going to cuck me.
Okay, I'll put that as, Dignity was never going to cuck me. I was just jealous.
That's kind of sweet, right?
In the way that being very foolish often comes off as sweet.
So true.
Okay. Well, if that's all for Oxley, how about Kira Tight's ties?
Yeah, I think Oxley's... No, I gotta do Oxley's again. Might as well, Oxley definitely wants me to fuck his girlfriend. I think it's, Oxley will die if I'm not there. He doesn't know any better and he's poor.
Okay.
DG's new one is gonna be, with some help, DG could be a good mother.
That's quite a progression from DG is the dirt worst.
That's true, but DG spent a lot of time being a parent. That was really good.
DG's trying.
Yeah, I gotta put one in for... I think it's gonna be with my dad.
Okay.
Daddy knows I deserve to be taken care of. yeah, I think that's it. But calling him daddy in, like, my mind palace is still super fucked. But it is the truth.
Okay. And DG, how about your ties?
Let's see. I have a few updates I wanted to make. Oxley needs to figure out what he wants or he might actually die.
Discovering a theme.
I think DG might be starting to think there's a curse of sorts on him. Kira is going to be, I'm not sure Kira believes in anything at all. And then Macy Grapes. You know, between the bad injury on the slide and her being really terrified of that puppet, I think that DG is worried about her. I think the new tie is going to be, Macy needs to become stronger to face this cruel and terrifying world.
Wow.
And I'm leaving my Andy tie where it is. I still need to protect him from my dipshit friends.
Then, let me ask you this, DG. What do you know about Hanukkah?
I know that there's a thing with lights that burned extra long, and I think it was 8 days, because there's 8 branches on the thing. And I know that there were guys with hammers that fought the Romans, I think?
Close. You're kind of getting there. Do you recall what the miracle was?
I'm pretty sure it was the lamp candle thing.
The lamp candle thing. Kira Tight, do you know about the miracle of Hanukkah?
I know, like, the broad strokes of it. I don't know any of the details, because I'm not Jewish. Like, my nanny was Jewish, but, like, we kind of did like a different holiday in the household.
Oh, really? What holiday was that?
It's like just, it's a family one. It's like a, it's a lot like Christmas, right? But just a little darker.
Darker?
Yeah, like, for lack of a better term, more of a pagan flair to it.
A pagan flair? Now, what does that mean exactly?
Like, we would, there's like a collection of like, instead of a tree, we would have like a collection of like spears from like combat that my dad would set up.
Spears from what combat?
From, oh, just over the years of the family, you know.
Your family fights with spears?
They used to, not anymore, not anymore. We now work in media, but like my ancestors used to.
Okay, your ancestors fought with spears in what conflicts?
Oh, I never asked. I just kind of like, you know, you put the gifts there and then you open them. I didn't really ask about that.
Do you open them with the spears?
No, they're very like rusted and stuff. Like it would be dangerous to go too close to them.
So it sounds like you had a holiday that had some kind of religious element to it?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah, like a religious element to it.
Well, then let me ask you this. Do you believe in God?
Like the Christian one?
You decide what God means.
I believe... I guess, no, Kira is kind of... Kira's not very religious after leaving the house and starting... Like, I didn't get religious after I like, left and everything. I think, like, there is a God, probably, but I just don't know the answer. I don't want to make assumptions.
Given the sort of mixed success of the Broccoli affair, how do you think your parents are going to react to it?
I hope well. I did the show. It was very popular. I stopped them from dying. I think they should be super pleased that I did all of this. Like, I ruined my reputation for at least 4 months.
You saved Mitt Broccoli's life, but then again, somehow, Mitt Broccoli became a communist. So, from my perspective as the GM, this is sort of a difficult situation to resolve. I think I might have to leave it up to a higher power. I think that means you're probably a little nervous about how this is going to resolve too, right?
Oh, I'm terrified. I think my daddy will be fine, but... my mother is harder to gauge on this kind of thing.
Okay, so before you open up your bank account on your phone to check if the check from your parents has cleared, I would like you to write a tie to whatever being you are going to pray to.
Okay. I think I have a tie to write with the being that... I guess I'm going to write this to the being that I was raised around, you know?
Okay.
Specifically, the God is the terminology my parents would use.
The God, okay.
The God, like the God, you know? Dear the God. I've had a rough one. Please?
Is there any kind of a bargain you would like to make? Is there anything about your behavior you would like to change in exchange for this?
I've been good to the poor and less fortunate. I've tried to like lower my carbon footprint. I've gifted subs on Twitch. I just kind of need a W, guy. Like, I think I've had it rough enough. I think I had a rough few days. People think I'm a Republican now. I could use a W.
Okay. I am going to draw your tie to the God to resolve this. Judgment, your past failures catch up to you.
Now, I feel as though I've gotten judgment a lot. I think if we do the math on that, I'm getting it a lot. This is fair. I can't push this. Okay.
Can you push on the tie draw? I don't know.
I don't think there's anything in the rules that says you can't.
I guess you could push on this.
I'm pushing. God, I need this so bad.
All right, that's gonna take us to 6.
So the phantom clock is at 6, which means, of course, each time the fate deck is exhausted and the discard pile is reshuffled, the phantom clock will tick. The Fool, you become who you are needed to be in this moment. There is a note attached to the cash transfer into your bank accounts. It seems that your parents are going to move forward with Mitt Broccoli, even though he is a communist. They're hoping that they can sort of encourage his more chauvinistic tendencies and guide him towards a sort of a nationalistic socialism, if you will.
Jesus Christ!
Standard rich people stuff.
That's other people's issues. That's other people's problems, not Kira's problem. She's like, that's not my problem. Okay.
Oh.
But this money comes with strings attached. If Mitt Broccoli is going to be a corrupted communist, then you are still going to have to, you know, tour with him.
Oh, so if he goes the, like, corrupt evil communist route, I have to go the corrupt evil communist route?
You're going to have to become who you are needed to be in this moment if you would like this money.
I think Kira, I'm like reading the message over and over again. Relaying it, like, just like kind of come over me like mist. And I look back at my flat screen television, my non-binary limited edition couch, my Switch 3 I got before it's out, and my touchscreen refrigerator. And I think Kira is going to, while I'm crying this entire time, send the money back to my parents.
Wow. And what are you going to write as a note?
I'm sorry, Daddy. I can't do this. This is like, look, there's degrees to evil, I think. I think there's degrees to it. Like, but this seems kind of wild. I can't do this, Daddy. This is a lot. And then underneath that, Miss Carmella tight, I apologize. I will no longer be able to interact with your client, Mitt Broccoli. Thank you very much for the transaction, but I will have to decline. And that's their mother.
That's a very adult move of you, Kiara. Oxley Sarbanes.
Can I update one tie? I think we missed one. I got a good one for Andy.
Oh, yes, of course.
I might have made Andy too powerful.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oxley Sarbanes, in the past week, since you have saved and redeemed Mitt Broccoli before he is about to be re-corrupted by the Tights, you're kind of a local hero in this town, especially amongst the leftist elements of this city. And, in fact, you have gotten a lot of the same kind of attention that Natalie has been showing you before, except from lots of brand new suitors. With that in mind, I must ask you, who are you waking up next to on this fine afternoon?
Oh, okay, this is a good one. My old zine designer. Like, we did zines, I did the words, and they did the illustrations, my old illustrator. We had a random hookup.
Wow. Don't tell me a bit about your, zines.
Well, like I said, it was mostly about Bleach and other anime fan flop, power scaling. We had our own, like, little comics in them. Oxley stopped doing it because he put too much of his life into it and he missed out his special someone. And, like, you know, ever since he messed it up with that someone, he's kind of been just drifting between person to person, you know? And not really putting a lot into these relationships. But seeing Dignity and all this stuff with Natalie, maybe things changing? Anyway, here he is with someone new.
And what is the name of your old zine partner?
Oh, what's a good one? Looking at bookshelf,
I have one if you need one.
Okay, what do you, which one you got?
Jordan Rutabaga.
All right, give me a different vegetable.
Beet.
Beet?
Beet.
Jordan Beets.
Jordan Beets? Okay, let's go with Jordan Beets.
And may I ask, what is the gender of Jordan Beets?
I think Oxley is pretty straight these days. I don't know. Yeah, let's go with that.
So you are in bed with Jordan Beets, your old zine partner.
Mm-hmm.
You get a knock on your door.
I go in, like, I look, peek outside.
It's your so-called girlfriend, Natalie Arugula.
Oh, fuck. I pretend I'm not here.
Your cell phone rings.
I don't answer it. I wait for it. It rings once. It rings twice. I answer it. Fuck it. I'm answering it. Hey, Natalie. What's up?
Hey, babe. I brought something for you. I thought we could do like a little like holiday, you know, ritual together.
Are you Jewish? I never asked that.
Yeah. Tonight's the first night of Hanukkah.
Yeah. I've been hanging out with the. I've been hanging out with a friend, and they're staying over, but, when will we meet to do this?
I was hoping we could just come in right now.
Oh, we're doing it here?
Yeah, in our home.
In our home? Okay. Hey, this may be a weird conversation. We never really... We haven't really talked about being exclusive, have we?
Yeah, we're like boyfriend girlfriends.
But like an exclusive way, boyfriend girlfriend?
Do you have like another partner?
I wouldn't say partner. An old friend was in town, and we hooked up, and they're maybe here still. I'm sorry. I didn't know it would be an issue.
You didn't know that it wouldn't be an issue?
I didn't know we were, like, committed, you know?
Yeah, and you didn't ask either.
Natalie, can we talk about this later?
You don't even want to talk to me about it right now?
Of course I want to talk to you right now. I just think emotions are high, and I don't want us to say anything we don't mean. It's like voice is shaking.
What would you say that you wouldn't mean?
Nothing. I just... Things have been good with us, but like... I don't know, were you seeing us, like, I don't know, we kind of hooked up and we just kind of started hanging out, but I didn't know we were, like, serious.
Yeah, Oxley, you're my boyfriend.
Fuck.
Do you not want to be?
Of course I want to... Well, I haven't been... I'm not a great boyfriend, is the thing.
Yeah, that's becoming apparent.
This stuff! This happens when you date me! When you're with me, I'm doing stuff like this!
You're blaming me?
Not because I'm with you, but I, as a person, I... Do you want to come in and meet this person?
Yeah, you know what I do. I do.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Hey, Jordan.
Yes. Hello.
Hey. I have a girlfriend. Is the thing.
Right, Natalie? You've mentioned her.
Okay. Cool. She's here now. So, you might be meeting her. So, prepare yourself.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's no problem.
Okay, cool. Hey, Natalie. This is my old zine partner, Jordan.
Jordan walks out with one of your big t-shirts and panties and shakes Natalie's hands.
Hey!
Hey, I'm Jordan. I'm one of his old zine buddies. It's glad to finally meet you. I've heard a lot about you from him.
He's dying. I want to make a roll right now. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, let's do this. How do I... What's the move? I don't know what to say.
What's the move?
I think he looks at Natalie and we're gonna do this. It's a bad idea, I already know it, but we're gonna investigate this situation. There must be a way out of this.
Okay, what's your genius?
2?
Great news, you get the star and the sun, both positive.
Oh my god.
I'm the best person. I am the best person, or am I the worst person? I would like to use the star on what weakness can I take advantage of here?
Here's the thing about Natalie. She is desperate. She is gonna be able to put up with a lot if you give her even the tiniest ledge to hold on to. You can string this girl along probably for years before she gets sick of you, as long as you keep promising her that you'll have some kind of future.
Damn, that's cold. All right, what else? Oh, for the other one, for the sun, I guess, what complications should I be wary of?
Well, you can already tell that your floor is starting to sink in. It's almost as if there's some kind of powerful gravitational singularity that's invisible in this room.
Oh, that seems bad.
In fact, I'll give you more than that since this is a positive card. I'll just tell you what Natalie's Eidolon is. Torn. Warps reality around her by turning it into a music video shoot that's going as well as her emotional state.
Oh my god. Okay. But yeah, this is my old partner, Jordan. We used to do zines together. Whoa, what's going on with the floor?
Your old partner?
Well, zine partner. We used to, like, draw together, and I think we had a little bit of chemistry, but we never, like, acted on it. And since the stuff from last week, like, got back in touch.
Oh, we had plenty of chemistry together. What are you talking about? We're practically soulmates.
I don't know if soulmates are real anymore. Our soulmates wheel.
You used to believe in them when you were with me.
I don't know. We were pretty close back then. But I'm glad they get to meet you, Natalie, because it's been a crazy couple of weeks, hasn't it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. So this is like your other girlfriends?
Yeah, they were before, you, like, a couple years, a decent amount of years. We like, hooked up, like, twice. We never really, like, dated, right?
You mean just like you and I have never really dated?
Well, okay, I wouldn't say all. I mean...
Hey, Crystal, I'd like to make the situation worse.
Please do.
I think Oxley's phone starts ringing.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of in the middle of something. Hello?
Oh, hey, Oxley. Listen, is your girlfriend Jewish? I forget. I think it came up at Thanksgiving, but, you know, it's been a while. Sarah is going to be hosting a little thing. Right now, it's just me and her and the kid, but, you know, I was wondering if she maybe wanted to come by. Maybe you could come with her. Make it a little evening.
Yeah, of course, of course. Of course. It was good getting back in touch with you, Jordan. Me and Natalie have some plan today, so, I don't want to interrupt that, but we should, you know, totally stay in touch, you know?
Oh, wait, you're not going to invite me?
I look at Natalie, I'm like, there's a Jewish thing going on, a Jewish holiday we've been invited to. It's like a couple. I wouldn't want to, it's kind of something me and Natalie planned beforehand, and I don't want to impose upon her. I, like, looked at Natalie, like, would you be okay with this Jordan person coming by?
Jordan starts sliding backwards because of the way that the floor is warping.
She's getting virtual insanity. No.
No. No, no, no. Okay, Jordan, you can't. I'm sorry. I planned this beforehand. It's just me and Natalie for this one. And yeah, we'll totally be there. We'll totally be there. Tell Sarah, Mazel Tov.
Okay. Can you give me a kiss goodbye?
Can I make it worse?
Yeah, please do. Please do.
You hear pounding on your door and hysteric crying. Oxley, they took everything! Oxley, no HBO Max. No Gamefly. I didn't know I had Gamefly still. Oxley, if I'm alone in the house, I'll die. I will die. Oxley, pound, 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 pound.
Wow, you're really popular with the ladies here.
I know. It's my curse. I think I'm cursed. Hey, Jordan. I, like, grab Jordan by the cheeks and kiss their forehead. Go in peace. It's been great. Talk to you later. Bye. I try to shove them out the door as I assume... Kiara comes in.
Kiara just like fucking, I think she like, the first person that comes out, I think probably Jordan, she just falls while Jordan goes, they took every, you're not Oxley. I'm sorry, lady.
Have fun.
Oxley.
I don't know.
I wasn't going to ask about the girls. I don't care. Oxley, my parents fully cut me off now. I made a moral decision and I don't have any money.
Why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know.
We can't all be moral. That's every group. We have to have at least one asshole that gets money.
I don't want to be the asshole. They wanted me to do like a national, like a national socialist, a national communist thing with a politician.
Ew.
Like, yeah, see, that's really bad.
That does have to be the line, I think. I think that has to be the line.
I can do, like, a debate thing for them, or, like, you know, I could, I'll perform at a benefit for someone who doesn't believe in, like, things that are obviously science, but I can't do that. That's too far, right?
It is too far, right?
No, I don't mean, like, don't make jokes. I'm so... Oxley, I can't afford anything in my apartment.
Oh, that's rough. I am still very poor, I want you to know. I will help, but I am still very poor.
How do you do it?
The uplifting power of community and my girlfriend, partner. Hey, Natalie. Hi. Sorry. We can have a longer talk about this later, I guess. I didn't know.
Where are you guys going? Are you going somewhere?
Yes, we're going to a holiday party.
Like a Christmas or like Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Spear Day. Which like holiday are you doing?
Yeah, it's the first night of Hanukkah tonight.
Okay. I'm coming.
Okay.
It's the first night.
Oxley, I'll die.
Yeah. We're all gonna die sometime.
No, I don't think you're taking it seriously. I have no money. Well, that's not true. I do have, like, savings. But, like...
First lesson of being poor, when your friend has a thing for food, we go and eat all their food. You're gonna go there, and we're gonna eat as much food as possible, all right?
Well, who's cooking?
I don't know. I assume Dignity is cooking, right?
Oh, no! Dignity can't cook!
You're gonna have to learn to get used to Dignity's food, because we're gonna be mooching off her a lot.
I brought some stuff to cook. I can make latkes.
Okay, like with caviar on top? Because of a little salt bomb, like, to go with the potato?
I didn't bring any caviar.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't bring any caviar. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not... Fine. Okay, we could just go, and I'll eat food and for free.
I mean, like, how many months of rent do you have saved up?
I don't know how much my rent is.
Oxley, what's your rent?
Rent is currently, let's say, $2,300.
Wow. And what is the configuration of your apartment?
I don't know how fancy this city is. Is it a one-bedroom? I think it's a one-bedroom. A studio.
$2,300 for a studio in this city. Wow.
Yeah, Oxley's getting fucking gouged.
I think Kiara absolutely just gives a blank check to her landlord. She's like, here, fill that out. You know, I'll check it. She doesn't. So she doesn't know how much her rent is.
Well, we can figure out the numbers together, okay?
Thank you, Natalie. You're so kind.
She is so kind.
Yeah, I mean, it's the season.
If Oxley's ever bad to you, we will kill him.
I mean, you saw who was here, right?
Who was that? That woman?
Yeah, that was Oxley's ex-soulmate.
Oh, Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan barely likes Oxley. That's fine. You're okay. There's nothing to fear there.
She wasn't wearing any pants.
That's... Most people who come into this apartment to hang out with Oxley don't wear pants.
You're not helping. You're not helping.
It's kind of his vibe. Okay, look. Natalie, I've never seen a compliancy like what you and Hoxley have. And I think you guys can make it work. Oxley's a great guy. That's why I came here and cried. If I went to Dignity and cried, Dignity would probably... I don't know, be mad at me for not knowing how to do things because I am accustomed to a lifestyle. Oxley's a great guy.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm always more charming when I'm a little drunk, got a little to take the edge off. So I've been drinking heavily while we've been having this conversation.
What time of day is it?
It's shortly before sundown, so it's like 5:30.
Okay, that's not that unreasonable.
Making myself a instead of a white Russian, I'm making a red czar. It's a half Royal Crown soda and half Crown Royal whiskey. So
it's pretty good.
Let's cut to DG's apartment. What are you making on the stove?
Oh, I'm not making shit on the stove. Sarah's handling all that. I'm making a gift for my beloved daughter. To make her stronger, to make her tougher.
Oh no.
And what is that gift?
Well, because this is a holiday about hammers and miracles and Jewish people protecting themselves, I think. I've decided to make a sort of stuffed animal slash felt puppet golem.
Okay.
You know, I figure it'll be, if I make it very cute, it'll be a good way to acclimate her to puppets not always being scary like that dipshit ex of mine makes. I think it will be, you know, it can be sort of a protector, both metaphorical and depending on how things go, maybe metaphysical. You know how this shit works. But, you know, I'm just trying to make it both strong, but cute, and sort of maybe even a role model as she's growing up into, well, she's not going to be a young woman for many years yet, but, you know, into a slightly older child. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing, but I know how to make puppets, and I'm hoping that the puppet helps, okay?
Your phone rings.
Oh, Jesus Christ, who is it?
Hey, this is the City Parks Administration calling back for, Dignity Grayson?
Dignity! Thank you so much! I really appreciate the prompt response. So, I think I already mentioned this to, I don't know if it was your supervisor, or if you have somebody checking the inbox. I've sent a few emails about this now. So, there's this slide down at the park on Violet Avenue, and it cut my child's thigh open pretty bad. We managed to get it fixed up with just some gauze and bandages and whatnot, so it's fine now, but I was just wondering if we can get that slide repaired, both for her sake and the sake of any other children, you know, who attend that park.
Well, the all of the parks are on a 5 to 10 year renewal schedule. It looks like this got repaired last year, so, you know, another 4 to 9 years, it'll be fixed.
Okay, well, the thing is that, again, it cut my child's leg open, and it was bleeding. I feel like, you know, I don't know who repaired it last time, if you used a subcontractor, but it didn't... I feel like the repair job was substandard, so if we could fast-track getting this resolved so that more children don't get injured, I would really like that, if an arrangement could be made.
Well, the budget has already been allocated towards the other parks, so we don't really have the budget to fix the slide in Lincoln Park at this juncture for another 4 to 9
okay.
years.
Well, listen, a friend of mine is, she comes from a very successful family. If they could hypothetically be induced to make a donation to this park, maybe could we see about, you know, using those extra funds to get the slide fixed?
Well, it wouldn't really be fair to the other parks if this one skipped the line due to a private donation. Although you are welcome to donate to the parks that are next up on the schedule.
I just feel like this is a, you know, there are maybe some extenuating circumstances. Are children getting injured at the other parks? Is that what's happening?
Well, honestly, a lot of the other parks haven't even had slides installed yet, which is why it would be unfair to fix the slide on this one.
Well, okay, I don't know that I follow the logic there. Wouldn't it be cheaper to fix the slide than get a new one? Also, I don't see how one slide being fixed affects another one being installed.
Well, we have to make sure every park has a slide before we can improve the slides in the parks that already have slides.
Crystal, can I see a flaw in this logic? Yeah, I got two genius.
Okay, the world and the hanged man.
Give me the hanged man.
The hanged man, you must make an impossible choice.
And that is going to increase our XP as well, since it's a negative.
Yes, of course. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Here's what I can do for you. I can send someone to put a wood plank in front of the slide to block it so that no one can use it until the next renewal schedule. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry. And Dignity, your impossible choice is you can either accept this or you can resolve to do some guerrilla urbanism in the future to fix the slide.
You know I'm planning to do some guerrilla urbanism.
Did you just say that out loud?
Huh? Did I say what?
Did you just say that you were going to do guerrilla urbanism to fix the slide?
I don't know what that is.
You understand that guerrilla urbanism would be illegal in this city.
So is that like when you hire an ape as a civil engineer? You're breaking up, I think. Sorry, thank you so much for your help, boss. Going through a tunnel, and then I hang up.
Dignity, you understand intuitively that your name has been put onto a list.
That's okay, because I'm a woman who can concoct a perfect alibi.
You get a knock on your door, your friends have showed up.
I think I hastily, put the puppet in a box, and then I rush to the door and open it. Hi, thank you so much for coming, it's great to see you. Oh, Kira, I don't think I realized you were coming as well, but it's good to see you.
Yeah, I can't be left alone.
Did something happen?
Kira has a heart. Kira has a heart. She's not a sellout.
She's not?
No, she stands by her convictions.
My convictions! Just blows nose into a big tissue. More tears. Yeah, my convictions!
That's wonderful. I mean, this is the holiday for that, I think.
I'm poor.
Your parents cut you off because of Mitt Broccoli going on the radio to announce that wealth would be redistributed to the creators thereof?
No. They're going to make him be evil now, like a nationalist, communist, socialist. I don't know what those words make together. And they wanted me to, go with him and play the guitar and, do big shows and be his Kid Rock. And I had morals, so I said no. And I'm going to just... Oxy, can you just drag me inside? I'm going to lay back down.
Well, here we go. I gotcha. Kira's nobody's kid. I'll tell you that.
Mm-mm. No.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to update my tie with Kira again to... I guess Kira actually does have standards. And also, I'm going to pull Oxley aside and be like, did she say National Socialist?
Yeah, I think her parents are bad. Like, in a way we haven't wrestled with yet.
Yeah, I just figured, they had a Jewish woman raise their daughter, and also...
We're black, she says from the other room.
Yeah, right? Okay, I felt weird saying it, but yeah, right?
Yeah, it's getting wild out of here. Rich people are seeing which way the wind's turning. So, I'm hunkering down, not to be honest.
Daddy said we make the wind. Well, mama said we make the wind, and Daddy makes the wind. And now Dignity, they took everything.
Even the car?
No, they haven't taken my stuff physically yet. No. Oh, they could do that? Wait, they could take my car?
They haven't taken your stuff physically yet?
No, just I saw that there's no renewal plan for my Crunchyroll or Gamefly or HBO Max, and I just assumed the worst.
Oh, boy. Oh, brother.
Okay, that's fine. This was maybe something that we're going to want to come back to later.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
The holiday spirit is moving me. Are we gonna have to do something about your parents?
Oh no, they don't care about the actual politics of it. It's just about control.
Okay, they're just opportunists. Okay.
Well, not opportunists. Like they're not Republican. They just see that Republican leadership is the easiest to control and. All this other stuff about our bloodline and our family, it doesn't matter. I'm poor now. I don't have a bloodline, I guess. I don't have, ancestors anymore.
Well, I don't know that that's how it works, but I understand that that's tough, and we're gonna get you some real good fried food, okay? And some kosher wine, which I'm told is actually... You can drink it without gagging now, so that's good.
Can you get drunk off it?
Oh, absolutely. You can get fucking slivovitzed.
Yeah, and I brought some matzah.
Natalie brought some matzah. Always thinking ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's... We brought Natalie. I don't know if you invited Natalie.
Natalie was like, the one person I was invited. Natalie, are you good? You look kind of out of it.
The floor starts sagging.
We're kind of having a situation over here. We're having where stuff is going on here. You know,
stuff.
You know, relationships have ups and downs.
Okay, you two settle in. I'm gonna talk to Natalie real quick, okay? And I'd like to just pull Natalie aside into like a quiet area.
Mazel tov.
Kog Sameach or whatever. Hey, what happened? Cause Oxley's being real cagey, and I feel like he only gets cagey like that if he fucked up real bad.
You found him in bed with another woman.
Did you? Oh, that... Gosh, that must have been awful.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can tell that you really have eyes for him in a way that... Listen, I'm sure he still does care about you. It's just, you know, he's not always the best at communicating. And also, I think he suffered a brain hemorrhage recently, so he might still not be thinking straight. But, listen, obviously, no, that must be awful. I'm so sorry that you had to see that.
I just thought I was special to him.
Listen, I think you are special to him, and I think he just needs a little reminder of that.
What do you mean?
I think you need to make him jealous.
What?
You need to find a way to make him feel the way that you did when you walked into that room and saw... Was it his old zine partner?
Yeah, it was Jordan Beats.
Yeah, that tracks. You need to find a way to make him feel the way you felt when you walked into that room and saw Jordan Beats.
But I don't want to hurt him.
I mean... I know, but like he can handle a little bit. Just as it's tough love, right? It's a way of showing him how his actions affect others.
Okay, so what should I do?
Well, I don't want to prescribe anything, but I feel like the easiest way to go about it would be to make plans to cheat on him.
Dignity Grayson, a bald man who you've never seen before, walks into the scene and sort of pushes you away from Natalie and then disappears.
Who? What the fuck? Did you see that?
Yeah, that was the director.
The director?
I just don't know about this, like, cheating thing. Like, I feel like... Even if it did hurt him, it would also, like, hurt me, too, you know?
Why do you say that?
I've never done anything like that before, and I'm scared about, like, if it would, like, change me.
Well, lots of things are scary, and sometimes a change is good. I can tell you my first girlfriend, when I dated her, you know, she just wanted to... try being with another woman, and I got the impression at the time that she was just trying to piss off her parents, you know, very strict upbringing, but it turns out she actually really liked it, and I think, you know, that wasn't something that either of us was expecting even a little bit, but, you know, I think it really opened up her life in a way that she hadn't expected before.
Yeah, but didn't your other ex become a terrorist?
Okay, listen, Patrick's a fucking idiot, so that's unrelated.
How's that unrelated? I saw him on the news, he was just talking about you.
Really? What did he say about me?
He was gonna make sure you remembered him forever.
I mean, I was already gonna do that, so that was, you know, really stupid of him to think that he needed to assassinate somebody to make that happen.
Like, what did you do to him?
I literally just dated him normal style, and then we broke up because he was, like, a little too weird about the puppet thing.
Okay, and you didn't do anything else?
I can't think of anything else. I mean, you know,
I technically got my idol, well, my first idol on from him, but, like, you know, that wasn't something that was, you know, that wasn't an attack on him, and he still has his. I just copied it.
You got his idol on from him?
Well, sort of.
You took it from him?
No, he still has it. I just also have it.
I want to barge in. I'm like, are you trying to take my girlfriend's Eidolon?
What? Oxley!
I know that's how your thing works. Your old partners... You... Are you... Natalie, is this something you want?
Are you defending me?
Yes, I'm defending you against Dignity. You have none, Dignity.
Oh, that's actually very hurtful coming from somebody I consider a friend, Oxley.
That's not okay. I take it back. I can't commit. I'm sorry, Natalie. I've been fucking jealous. The first night that you came over, the way Dignity was looking at you, like, I wanted you so bad, Natalie. I was like, if Dignity wants you, then I want you. And I've been, like, kind of coasting on that. And then, like, the thing with Mint Broccoli and your concert, it made me think about a lot of stuff. And... I want to do right by you, Natalie, but I don't know if I can. I don't know what that looks like.
The director appears and pushes you into Natalie's arms.
I want to change for you, baby. I want to be what you need me to be. What do I need to be for you? I'm willing to be it. I was judging Dignity because it seemed like she committed to the Sarah thing too fast, like a kid and all of that. You're just going to commit to that? But maybe that's it. Maybe no one ever feels sure of love or relationships, and they just take a leap, right? You just got to take a leap on what feels right, right?
Will you be my boyfriend exclusively?
I would love to.
And you won't cheat on me?
I can't laugh. I gotta be in character. No, for as long as we're together, it's strict monogamy. You and me, that's all we need. Just you and us together forever. And yes, yes.
Oxa, give me a dazzle.
It's a one.
The devil, you get what you want at a price you can't afford.
Well, that's just perfect, actually.
That's great.
What exactly is it that you truly want? And I'm the GM, so you can be honest with me.
I think Oxley is in a position of, like, I was so worried about that other person being my soulmate, and I hooked up with him, and it meant nothing compared to Natalie. Therefore, Natalie must be my soulmate? I just haven't realized it yet. I just need to give this some more time to cook, and eventually, like... You know, something will probably happen, right? So he's not super feeling, like, in love and committed at this level, but he's gonna lie to himself just like, hey, you know what? I did wrong. This is how I make it right. By just fully committing, fully going in.
Okay. The director appears and gives you a clipboard with a rental contract in it so you can move in with Natalie.
Yeah, you know what? There's an old version of me that was, like, out and about. But you know what? You know what? He takes his hand and very fucking, without reading anything on this contract, very elaborately signs his name and looks at Natalie the whole time, doesn't break eye contact.
The makeup department walks in and does your face up real nice and dresses you in a real nice suit, almost as if you're ready to go to a wedding.
Okay. All right. This is the standard Hanukkah wear, right?
I just thought we could look nice, you know?
Oh my gosh. That's...
For a new life together.
I like, grab her by the waist and, like, look in a mirror of us together. I like how that looks, babe. You like how that looks?
I like how that looks. Dignity Grayson.
Just over on the couch playing guitar. What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening is Dignity Grayson is texting Oxley like, "Great job, bud. You totally nailed the thing I set up for you. Thumbs up emoji, thumbs up emoji, thumbs up emoji." And trying not to, like, visibly look mad.
Dignity Grayson, how exactly do you feel about the whole Patrick becoming a terrorist thing?
I mean, it's not my fault, objectively, right? Like, people go through way worse breakups than ours and don't become terrorists.
Yeah, but you did tear off his soul.
Again, I duplicated his soul. It's different.
That's not the way he put it, though. I mean, what exactly do you think you've been doing to people? And how do you think it's been making them feel?
I've been dating them and or sleeping with them. And we, you know, do normal stuff. And then eventually I move on, because that's what happens sometimes. I think they could stand to be a little more adult about it.
Now that you know how your Eidolon affected Patrick, perhaps he was merely an aberration. How do you think it's affecting Sarah?
I mean, Sarah seems cool. We're kind of basically dating for real now, and she's been really supportive of me parenting Macy, and she hasn't seemed like she's going to go yandere on me or try to blow up a public park, so I think she's fine. I'm gonna go check the kitchen. I'm gonna see how she's doing in the kitchen.
Gira Tight, you're playing a guitar, that's right?
Yeah, she's just, like, on the couch, drinking wine and playing a guitar.
Now, I believe last week, the real physical guitar that was your soul got shattered by Patrick's puppet?
Yes. Oh, that's true. She's playing the neck of the guitar and plucking the strings as sadly as possible.
How does it feel to have your Eidolon be broken like that?
I think that is probably making the emotional distress from being cut off a billion times worse. I think it's like there's no comfort to be found in, like, making music or anything, because I can't do it because my soul is shattered and so is my bank account. It's like drowning.
Dignity, you miss Sarah because she went around a different path, the apartment, to go talk to Kier on the couch. Darling, I heard what happened. How do you feel?
About getting cut off, or my Eidolon, or...
She points to your broken guitar.
You know, Miss Sarah, it's not that bad. I just want to die.
You just want to die?
Yeah. Immediately starts crying again. Just starts crying again. Has stopped, and it just starts back up. Yeah, no,
Come here. Mm-hmm. Listen. You can always grow it back.
My bank account?
Yes, you can grow your bank account with some hard work. I could get you a job at my catering company.
I'm good at cooking. I could do that maybe. Yeah, that could work, but I could grow my guitar back.
Well, it's you, and if you work on yourself, then you can become your best self.
Okay, how?
Well, what are your dreams?
I would like to have, like, you know, like a semi-popular album that's, like, beloved by critics and panned by, like, normal fans.
Okay, and Sapir Wizard has got some publicity, yes?
That's not my passion, that's just, like, the thing... that wasn't me. That's like what DG's cousin was doing with the internet. That's not what I want to do. It had like no, it had bite, but it didn't have like anything bizarre or strange in it. In the way I like to make music, it was so straightforward.
You know what I've never heard on an album?
What?
I've never heard someone play with a half-broken guitar that is their soul.
That's kind of true and very sweet, but the logistics on that, I don't know, Miss Sarah, if I can make that work. I'll try, though.
Listen, you see DG over there?
Yeah.
She took a piece of my soul. You see me crying about it?
No, well, are you okay about it?
Of course I'm okay about it. As long as I'm with her, we can be complete together. You need to find the thing that makes you complete.
So I should, okay. But like, what happens if like you and DG don't work out? I mean, like sure, I think you guys can make it the long run, you're raising a child. But what if you don't? What do you do then?
I suppose I'll have to dig my soul out of her.
That's kind of beautiful. Yeah, okay, so I guess I gotta find my passion. Like, I could, like, you know, do a new album or get someone pregnant off a one-night stand or something. Alright. That wasn't a dig. You're just a beautiful mother. That's just me. I mean, you're a beautiful mother.
Also, getting someone pregnant on a one-night stand. What are the odds of that? What are the odds of that?
Crystal, am I the devil? Am I playing the devil in this fucking miniseries?
That's up to you. Natalie is setting up the menorah on the counter.
This feels right. Couples doing couple things for the holidays.
We're not all couples.
Yeah, that's true. You're kind of the only single person here, right?
Yeah, I am.
Kira, have you ever been in, like, a serious relationship?
No.
I love the way that you've never been in a serious relationship, just the way that the world expects of you.
Well, I don't know if you should say it like that. Like, I could, you know? I wanted to focus on my career.
These are the years that you will reminisce about when they write your memoirs.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm just getting started, you know? I'm not 30 yet, so I have time to have a relationship that's a relationship at all and make music and recover from... Yeah, Oxley, I'm gonna need you to drag me around again. She starts laying back down.
I'm on it.
All right, thank you.
Want some, this is not communion wine, but I look to Natalie.
It's kosher, it's the K word.
Kosher wine! Would you like some kosher wine?
Yeah, yes please, I'll take some kosher wine. Natalie, how are you doing? You good?
Yeah, Oxley and I have sort of renewed our vows.
Oh, you guys, vows?
Yeah, we're gonna move in together.
Yeah, we're moving in together. I've never moved in with someone. We're moving in together.
There's vows?
Well, there's, you know, the contract.
Agreements. Dylan takes people's soul, but, when, you know, you're always giving away a little bit of yourself to the people you love, right? You're always giving away a little bit of yourself to people you love, right? You're always giving a little bit of yourself to people you love, right?
I mean, sometimes they give something to you, but, you know, it's... Same difference, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because you always take it, right, DG?
I don't really...
Do you break... Are you the breaker-upper or the one that gets broken up with?
Well, historically, I got broken up with in high school.
Adult life.
I think she just starts counting on her hand, like...
Oh, Lord.
Well, that one of them was mutual. Mostly I'm the one who breaks up with the other person, though, yes.
But you're, like, monogamous now, right? This is the last one, the last hurrah.
Is it? I guess it could be, you know, I want to give a good environment for little Macy. Where's Macy?
Hello.
Oh, hey there, Macy. Good to see you. And yeah, you know, I wanna make sure Macy grows up in like a good, stable home environment because I'm a good and thoughtful mother. But anything other than that, I suppose I'd have to discuss with Sarah, and this is maybe not the best time for that.
Kira, now that you have also seen what DG did to Patrick, does that make you a little worried about how she's going to treat Sarah?
I don't think so. Like, I guess a little bit, but also DG is like the dirt worst, but also like my friend. That's why we've moved beyond that. This just feels weird. Can I dredge?
Sure, dredge for what?
Are my friends mind controlled to any degree? They're not very long term, and everything feels so long term. It might be because I'm single as hell in here, but something feels off.
Sure, what's your bets?
One, I'm not bizarre at all.
The tower, please advance the Phantom Clock. Oh. Something terrible happens.
All right, Phantom Clock goes to 7. And because that's a negative card, I'm also advancing our XP to 7.
I think Kira should never do anything ever. I think should have stayed on the floor, loser.
Tell me more about why they seem mind-controlled to you.
Because, you know, like, we're like the three amigos, you know? Kiera has an issue talking to anyone she finds attractive in a long-term manner, you know, because she makes everyone feel off because she's like, because I'm aware that I'm kind of like a false bad person deep down, right? But Oxley and DG are like bad people on the first level. So like, there's a comfort to be taken in whenever Oxley gets in a relationship because Oxley's going to blow it up. And there's a comfort whenever DG gets a relationship, because DG's going to get bored in my, like, estimation. But they both seem so solid right now, and it has to be evil magics.
Well, I'll tell you this. The thing that you are sensing is people who care enough about another person to make compromises for them, to change their life for them, to meld their souls together in the way that Sarah was talking about. And let me ask you this, would you ever be willing to give a piece of your soul to another person?
Not like right away, no. No, I would need at least years and like a prenup to even think about it.
So you need to fall back on the safety of a contract.
Yeah, yes.
Something terrible happens, Kieratite. You realize that the reason you've never been in a serious relationship is because you're just not capable of committing yourself in that way, and you're probably always going to be alone. Advance your damage track.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay.
You're now at desperate.
All right. I think I get like a really weird look in my eyes as I look around the room and go, oh, okay, it makes sense now. I see what's happening. I see what's happening. We all see what's happening, right?
Yeah. It's the holidays and we're coming together. It's getting cold outside and dark and we're all going to die. And that's why we got to be with the people we love.
Yeah. But no one loves me, though. You know, I'm not capable of it. You know,
what?
It's Don't fine. Say it's that. Fine. No, it's fine. I can fix it. I can fix it. I can fix this. I can fix this. I want to do everything a nail. When I overcome an obstacle by applying a skill you mastered, Kiera is going to take out her little, beaten, half-destroyed piece of guitar, right?
Uh-huh.
And in the most desperate, terrifying way possible, start playing it in a way where it shouldn't be played. Like, for lack of a better term, fingers bleeding, like, this horrifying noise is coming from it. And I wanna... Now, this is maybe going beyond the limits of what this Eidolon could do, but stick with me if you're okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to flip my relationship with... I should start somewhere strong. I should start with Natalie. Natalie seems very, like, full and honest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to flip my relationship with Natalie from us being two people to being one person.
Oh, God.
Okay, this is an Ellie, and your Ellie is three.
Yes.
The moon. That has a negative card, strength positive, and the magician positive.
Do I have to say I resist before they draw, or...
You can sabotage this.
Yeah.
I don't know how Oxley would know that that's what you're doing, but if he gets a vibe that's what you're doing, he's like...
Well, I have a crazed look in my eyes, and I'm playing guitar in a way that's terrifying, so...
So you need to somehow assert Natalie's separate identity from Kieran.
You know what I love about you, Natalie, is how you don't have rich parents that make you go out for national socialists. That's so great about you, Natalie. I love that about you. I love all the things that make you you.
Please take the phantom clock and choose to discard either the moon, strength, or the magician.
I got two positive. We're gonna discard the magician.
Okie dokie. Your cards left are the moon, negative, and strength, positive.
I think the moon is funny, but I don't want to pick it. I have not had a W my entire life. I triumph through force. I'm picking strength.
Okay, let me think about how to do this for a second. You and Natalie become one person. On a positive card, your skill maps to the situation perfectly. Your skill that you've mastered is music. Tell me more about your relationship to music as I think. Like, what kind of music do you like? What kind of music speaks to your soul?
The music that speaks to Kira's soul is, I love music that is about, for lack of a better term, the awfulness that is you. I love music that is deep and surrounding and terrifying, but truthful in how much it speaks about how awful and amazing it is to know how awful you are. Like, we're hitting emo, but there's a lot of, like, jazz in there, too. Like, that feeling of, like, being an old jazz singer, talking about all your flaws, but how you love being yourself. Which is funny, given the situation of how I'm using it.
Okay, here's what's gonna happen. The director is going to yell, cut, and then escort you off the set for a one-on-one conversation. Ah, yes, hello. I'm the director. Pleased to meet you, Keratite.
Nice to meet you.
Now, this deranged song that you just sung, that's really spoke to us, I think. That's sort of how Natalie feels all the time.
Oh, okay.
And we're thinking, maybe we could cast the role of Natalie as sort of a dual role, where... we take her, and we take you, and you can both be Natalie.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that. I think I can bet myself to that role, yeah.
Okay, you understand. This is a full-time position.
So I just won't be here anymore.
No. I mean, look at that guitar. There's barely any Kira left. We want to merge your souls together.
Yeah, and there's like... okay, yeah. And there's like a long history of like, you know, of like Jewish and black rock stars. That makes sense. Yeah, okay. This could work.
Of course. Yes.
Let's do it. I can do it. Let's do it now.
Kiera Arugula, you are sitting on the couch in the arms of your boyfriend, Oxley Sarbanes.
I'm glad we came out tonight.
I'm seriously indebted to you, Natalie. Like, before this, I didn't think I was capable of love, you know?
Yeah, you know what? You could call me Kiera. Natalie's like what my family calls me. It's fine.
Okay, Kiera.
Sarah comes out and says, Kiera, would you like to light the menorah?
I would. That sounds great. I love to do that.
DG, tell the story.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. You know what? All right. So once upon a time, there were Jewish people in the Holy Land, and then she's gonna like look over at Sarah and be like, and then the Romans showed up?
Greeks.
Then the Greeks showed up, and they said, you can't worship God anymore, you have to worship Zeus?
Go on.
And the Jews didn't like that, so they got their hammers. And she's gonna unbox the puppet of the golem, and it's got like a little Velcro hammer in its hand. And they said, no, we're going to keep worshiping how we like, and you have to leave. And they fought for a while, and she's gonna like pantomime with the hammer. And then there was a siege of the temple?
And the Jews won.
And they won eventually, but before that happened, they were running out of oil for the lamp, and they thought it would only last one day, but it lasted 8. That part I remember.
They had to do a mitzvah for the temple.
Yes, because they had to light the menorah every day for the temple. It was part of that. And they thought they could only do it for one day, but then they were able to do it every day. The oil was miraculously replenished every day for 8 days, and then the siege broke, and then they could get more oil. And because of that, now we light candles in their memory and fry foods in oil? And there's something with a top, and I never got the top thing, if I'm gonna be honest.
Dreidels are fun.
Dreidels are fun, you're so right. Anyway, happy Hanukkah, kiddo. Here, this puppet is for you, and it'll ward off nightmares at night. That's not related to the holiday, it's just, you know, it's something good stuffed animals do. They're very brave, like you.
Hey, little Macy, me and Natalie also got you a gift.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead, show her.
I show her a comic book, and it's Ben Grimm and Kitty Pryde explain Hanukkah.
Wow, superheroes.
Superheroes. Hey, that guy's named Ben Grimm. He's like that. He's
the thing.
Yeah.
He's so ugly.
Oh, that's not nice. Come on. He is
ugly, but he has a big heart.
And he's Jewish.
He's Jewish, and he has a big heart, and he loves to protect his friends and beat up the bad guys.
Kiera Arugula, you of course know that the true meaning of the miracle of Hanukkah is that they had to consecrate the temple. And they couldn't do it on their own without the help of God.
True.
So the miracle happens so that the people of God could honor him. Let's go back to your belief in the God. How has that changed now that this miracle has occurred?
I think it's bizarre, because I feel like, you know, who I was playing before maybe had a weird, evil kind of relationship with the God. It's like a otherworldly figure that someone's parents, who are not my parents anymore, may have been connected to. But now, I think my relationship is God provides.
And so he does. This apartment looks better than it ever has before. Somehow, it appears to be scrubbed completely clean, as if it has been freshly consecrated. And that's just another week in the lives of Eidolon adults.
Eidolon Adult is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. You can follow us on Blue Sky at EidolonPlaytest or join our Discord at bit.ly/AEDiscord. Buy our game at bit.ly/Eidolon2e, but even better, you could subscribe to our Patreon for the month of December 2025, and the full game is on the Patreon at the $5 level, so you can actually get a pretty hefty discount if you are listening to this in December and subscribing to our Patreon, so please do that if you could. Eidolon Adult will be back next week with episode 5 for Patreon subscribers on December 22nd and on the free feed December 29th. I'm also going to tell you a little bit more about the Patreon. For $1 a month, you could get that $1 early episode. You can hear that. I just mentioned that it's going to be back next week, but if you are listening on the free feed, you could be listening to next week's episode now. So definitely do that. For $3 a month, you get the monthly design podcast where Luke and I are currently working on our new game, Thread Spinner, which is slowly kind of coming into shape. So I definitely recommend checking that out. It's a fun podcast. I think it's pretty funny on top of being fairly insightful for what our design process is. You also get Eidolon Playlist. This month of December, you are going to be getting a My Chemical Romance episode now that we have recorded the playlist for the previous romance season. That'll be with me, Zoe, and Iris talking about some My Chemical Romance faves. Definitely check that out. And you get the $3 a month GM notes. Crystal posts GM notes for every episode of Eidolon Adult, and you can see the archive of GM notes for all of our campaigns going back through, 2020. For $5 a month, like I mentioned, you can get the full draft of Eidolon 2.0, Become Your Best Self. You can play the second edition with our Drawn from the Undertow system. You'll get your name read out on the podcast at that level as well, which I will do after I finish explaining the $10 tier, which is our grab bag. A lot of different things hanging up there. Currently, we have a series running called The Tower, which is Iris and Maxie hosting a HGTV for Evil Wizard Tower. So it's a wizard tower. It's a run-down wizard tower. I was on the first episode of that with Lexi, and there have been a few more since. The third episode, I believe, should be coming out this month, so definitely listen to that. There's also a whole archive of content, Maiden Voyage, which is Iris going through all of the Toho games with Maxie. You can get Petty Felonies, which was mostly Maxie-run games of... Fiasco is what that is called, among other things. There's some other movie rewatch podcasts, some books, and you get Maxie's incredible soundtrack for all of the Eidolon first few seasons. You can check that out at the $10 tier. For those $5 patrons, let me read out some names here. This week, we would really like to thank Mel, Princess Desetative, ZS, Emmy Pup, Shep, Minnow, Copper Popper, Kenning, Sersha.exe, Amber Weaver, The Cat Fangs, Shellis Galactica, Hatate, Jupiter, D. Matthews, Sarah Friggin, Megan Krantz, Abby Rexy Saltala, Vizukian, Confused Pan Person, Robust Laser, Dairy, Hazel, Denzel Sutton, and Mary Painter. Thank you, everyone. Again, Eidolon Adult will be back next week, and we will see you then.